When Rogue Valley residents evacuated from the Almeda Drive fire this week, many headed to the Jackson County Expo Center. JPR's Eric Newman went there to talk with residents about what happened to them as the fire swept through the towns of Talent and Phoenix.
Tall black curtains form cubicles inside a dining hall converted into a makeshift senior center. Elderly residents sit in wheelchairs or lie resting on cots. Les Connell is the owner of Northridge Center, a senior assisted living facility near Phoenix.
So we evacuated, we loaded all the residents, about 50 of them, up on these buses. We all spent the night here, and we're trying to find placement because the building did burn. It did burn completely, so we can't take them back.
Just months ago, many facilities like this were under lockdown because of the coronavirus pandemic. Now they're improvising.
We were able to get our computers and the medical records and all the medicines for the residents. And that's critical because some of them have life-sustaining medicines. So we got all that stuff.
Outside, people who've lost their homes comb through piles of donated clothes and bedding. A few food trucks are giving out free hamburgers and snow cones. Brian Flores and Adriana Hayes go to high school in Phoenix where they live. They both lost their homes in the fire.
It was a rough night. My mom was still at work. She couldn't leave yet. My family got out barely on time. The sheriffs had to be there to tell them that they need to get out.
When Flores heard about the fire racing through Phoenix, he, his parents, and three siblings evacuated before their house burned down.
We booked it all the way to Grants Pass to see if it was all right there. And there was also a fire there that was starting to come to us, so we had to go back to Medford. And we passed by Phoenix to see what remained. There was nothing. And then we came here to the expo to take refuge.
Both were supposed to start the school year on Wednesday. Now they're evacuees.
I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, this feels like a normal day. And then in the back of my mind, I'm still thinking, like, we don't have a house to go back to. We lost our pets in the fire. Like, we don't have anything.
Debbie Rappaport was at the shelter too. She's lived in the city of Talent for a dozen years.
And this is the scariest thing that's ever happened, ever.
A friend's son snuck through the road closure, so she heard that her house did not burn down. Now she says she's experiencing a mix of emotions.
I'm feeling really lucky, blessed, and sad for them and my town. This Talent's like Andy of Mayberry kind of place, you know?
As of Thursday, the Almeda fire had burned 3,200 acres. Investigators estimate around 600 homes and 100 businesses have burned. Two people have been found dead. A criminal investigation is underway for one of the deaths that happened about a mile from where the fire started. Ashland police are also investigating the cause of the fire. At the expo, State Representative Pam Marsh is trying to help connect evacuees with resources. When I meet her, she's trying to figure out where else to find those easy-up tents to get shade for evacuees in the 90-degree heat. Marsh says at this point in the disaster, they're trying to organize state and federal resources that might be able to help, like assistance from the National Guard.
You know, I think we're going to need something on the ground here for a while, and then I'm not sure what happens next. I don't know where we house hundreds of people who have lost their homes.
The Rogue Valley already had an affordable housing crisis. Many of the neighborhoods that burned were manufactured homes or trailers. The fire is going to make the housing problem worse. With the current economic crisis and now this, Representative Marsh says it's going to be a long-term effort to rebuild. Eric Newman, JPR News.